So we were in the middle of the Perek at Perek Tzayin Pasuk Yudalid, and this is where Yirmiyahu tells them that when God does save them, the miracle is going to be so great that it is going to surpass the miracles of Mitzrayim. To the point where La'elachein hine yamim ba'im nu ma'adonai v'lo yamer od chay adonai she'elad b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. The day will come when people will no longer stay, wow, that is God who took you out of Egypt. Now, the Gemara in Brachot, wait, were you guys here when we did Brachot for Agadata? What? It's Perek, Tetzayin, Pasuk, Dalet. You weren't, right? Because we did it B'kiut a few years ago, so we did it in Agadata, where the Gemara gets... Right, the Gemara immediately panics, panics about this, and says, "Really? Like seriously, we're not. We're just going to ignore Mitzrayim, right? So, what's the ambiguity that the Gemara that you have to ask in this pasuk?"
I guess it's saying it won't be said as not. It's not saying. It won't be said ever. It's just saying it won't be said as the greatest.
Right, right. So this is the right. So you now you should know this Gemara. Which Gemara is this? Which Mishnah is it commenting on? So the Mishnah says you say this Mishnah even if you don't learn Mishnah, you say this in the Seder. Mazkirin Yitziat Mitzrayim
Balelo. Sure.
You mention Yitziat Mitzrayim at night. Right. The problem is this pasuk implies that we won't. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei ni kiven shivim shana, velo zachiti shetamer yitziat Mitzrayim b'elod, arshad darshav ben zoma. And I never got to say it at night, because I was like 70 years old, right? Shanem mar laman tizkor yom tzir chamer tzim kol yumei chayacha yamim, kol yumei chayacha lelod. The Chachamim omrim yumei chayacha olamazeh, kol avim mar Mashiach. And then the Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi ben Zoma l'chachamim, v'chi mazkirin tzim Mitzrayim l'mar Mashiach. Which remember, the Chachamim say that you don't say Yitzim Mitzrayim at night because the call tells you that you'll mention it b'mod HaMashiach. Right? So Ben Zoma says, Reuven Ben Azariah says that it's day and night, and the Chachamim say it's now and b'mod HaMashiach. So Ben Zoma then says to the Chachamim, how could you say that it's now in b'mod HaMashiach and not day versus night? Which was the next pasuk here, right? So if you read the pasuk here, which was, well, it's slightly different here, but yes, it's well, it's actually not quoting just this, right? Because this comes up, it's quoting the version in Chav Gimel. And Yirmiyahu Chav Gimel, right? But the version here is Kiyam Chai Adonai Asher Alad B'nei Yisrael Meret Tzafon U'mikol HaRatzot Adicham Shama V'ashivotim Alad Matam Asher Natadim Avadam, which is very similar to that one, though obviously this one isn't referring to Mono Mashiach, it's referring to coming back from Bavel, right? The one later, what? I mean, might also be Mashiach, right? But it's clearly partially, well, they do come back, Meret Tzafon. They don't all come back. So this is the question, right? So the Gemara is saying, so Amru lo. So, but what's clearly Ben Zoma's assumption that this will be total replacement, right? That the miracles of coming back, Meretz Tzafon, will be so great that that will be the way we identify God, right? And what do they say? Amru lo, lo shdeyakri tiyam mitzrayim im koma. It's not that we won't mention Mitzrayim. Elish deshivin malchiyot ikar mitzim mitzrayim tafelo. And coming back from Shivan Malchut will be even greater. That'll be primary. Leaving the giant will be tafel. We're not going to forget it, but it's not going to be Iker. Can I wait? Okay. We're in the middle of a... Okay, yeah. This is Yirmiyahu, but yes. No. We're learning Yirmiyahu. Can tell me after. Kayotze, but now the Gemara gives an interesting parallel to this, which is the difference between Avram and Yaakov. And that Avram, once he's named Avram, he's no longer called Avram. But by Yaakov, the Malach says, Lo yikarei shemcha od Yaakov, ki im Yisrael, yeshemecha. You won't be Yaakov, you'll be Yisrael. And guess what? He's still called Yaakov and Yisrael. So it means you'll no longer be Yaakov exclusively, you'll also be Yisrael. So Gemara says it's the same here. But you see this machloket of how much, right? Is it that it's going to be additional, which also, I mean, you know, it's an interesting, you know, philosophical question, right? Like, the Chachamim's position is very reasonable, which is, listen, there's a big miracle, there'll be bigger miracles, and we will be more impressed and more, you know, moved by bigger miracles. We're not going to forget the small miracles, especially Tzimtzum Mitzrayim, which was really important. The notion they'll be replaced either is saying, like, it's going to be so big that we'll forget about it, or that at some level, the fact that we were in Galut, in such a bad situation, makes it, the fact that God took us out of Egypt is meaningless. Right? Meaning, say you saved us from Egypt, that might have been great, but then we were sent into Galut, which was torture. So, like, who cares that you saved us from Egypt? Right now we're suffering. Right? It could be that the suffering will be so deep and so intense that we won't, right? It'll no longer matter that you once took us out of another suffering, right? So that would be another argument for full replacement. If you remember when I did Parents on Learning a few weeks ago, this may have halachic implications, right? Where we were talking about whether it's a mitzvah, a formal mitzvah to use the Jewish calendar or not. So one of the problems with thinking that there's a formal mitzvah is that at some point we give them names that commemorate Bavel instead of Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni. So you could say, well, it's not a formal mitzvah. You could say that's an addition. But if you remember, the Rav Yosef Alba goes farther and he says, no, the Rambam is wrong. He says that mitzvah can't be added or changed. He's wrong. I mean, he's allowed to say that. I mean, it's a quite shocking statement, right? But he thinks very seriously that there's going to be a fundamental change, right? That it'll be such a great miracle that we will start counting the calendar to that. And even though it is a mitzvah to count according to the Jewish calendar, mitzvah can change. Which, again, it's a very radical theological claim.
What do you mean mitzvah randomly? Like, what does that mean?
I mean, it's not random. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk, right? There's a nevuah, and nevuah can change it. That, right? If you think like the Ramban, there was a formal mitzvah to use the count of Mitzrayim, and then at some point we're going to use. Right, the Ramban says we started using the names of the months from Bavel to remember that miracle. Right? Doesn't that seem like you're undermining mitzvah? So either you figure out how it's not, or it's not really a mitzvah, right? Or you just say you're comfortable with mitzvah.
Wait, the Ramban says that that's why we use the Babylonian calendar.
Did you not come to Parents on Learning? I guess not. All right, you're like Shani Gimbel already. Like, you didn't. This was before secular New Year's. I gave this one.
I was with my parents. I was with my parents that Sunday.
So you're with your parents and you didn't join. That's great.
We were at dinner in Yerushalayim.
I'm not hearing an excuse.
I was leaving home back here. I had college the next day.
Are you hearing an excuse? I'm not hearing an excuse. You could have come with you could have brought your parents to Parents on Learning.
Not actually.
No, they don't. They let you come here a third year.
I know.
Okay.
They didn't pay for it.
Anyways. Anyways, right. Okay, so that's on the, you know, how extreme this is. But obviously, what's the point of this? Right now, Shadal says, right, that all of what I've said is the positive. But as I hinted at already, and Shadal says this is the point here is not positive. Right? Most people think that this is positive. Right? Yes, exactly. He says, no. It's not that the miracle will be greater. It's that the suffering will be greater. So you're going to be more appreciative you got out of that purgatory than that you got out of Mitzrayim, right? So that's obviously the question, which is the focus here on the miracle or the fact that you needed to get out of that situation? Now, all the Mefarshim here, right, quote this machlok in the Gemara Bracha. Okay. Both can be true, right? I mean, both can be true, right? That the Malbim says that there's three reasons that you will do that. One is that Mitzrayim, you were in one country, and here you're scattered around the world. The second is the sins that I sent you for are worse, right? And the third is that the Gula is going to be more important, right? So multiple things can be true here. Well, that's a good question. There are a lot of possible sins, right? that the Gemara identifies, that the Ramban, that the Mefarshim identify, right? But this is like a whole, you know. Yeah. Which, of course, how you read this is the question is, how much is this part of the Nevuot Nechama? Which is it not fully Nechama? But anyways, he says, okay. So now we go, whatever you think that was, now we go straight to really negative. To really, really negative. And the basic theme of the next two psukim is, no one is going to be safe, and no one is going to survive. And the imagery we use for the people who are going to chase the Jewish people are fishermen who are waiting to get every last fish caught in their nets. Hinei, hineni sholeach l'dayagim rabim ne'um adonai vidigum v'achrei neshlach rabim tzayadim v'tzadum me'al kol har me'al kol giv'ah u'minikikei asalim. I'm going to send many fishermen, and they will fish them. And then I will send hunters, right? It's mixed metaphors here. You are animals, and you are fish. And I will send whatever hunter is necessary to kill you wherever you happen to be. I will find them all. Now, of course, it's possible that these are different ones, right? So, example, the Abarbanel thinks that the fisherman is Bavel and the hunters are Rome. The Rikara says that the fishermen are Nebuchadnezzar and the hunters are the nations around Eretz Yisrael who are like finish the job. What? Not necessarily. I don't know. So, now, right, the Radak says the difference is that fish, you hunt when they're dead, right? Meaning they basically die as you pull them out of the water. Whereas animals, you capture and then kill. So he's like, some of you will be killed. Right. Meaning, right. So that's what the Radak is saying, that some of them will kill, you'll be killed, and some of them, you'll be caught alive and then killed. So, you know. Right. Slaves. Yeah, exactly. It'll be terrible. It'll be terrible. Yep. Ki einai al kol darcheihem v'lo nistrum milfanai v'lo nispanai v'lo minaginai. Because I see every path and you can't hide. So I will find you. And they will find you wherever you happen to go. V'shilamti rishonam ishne avonam v'chatatam al chalilam et arti b'nivlat shikutzeihem v'to avodim malu v'nachalati. And then I will pay you back double for all your sins, for polluting my land with all your disgusting stuffs, and filled my inheritance with your abomination. So, just in case you're wondering why I'm doing this, is because I'm taking revenge, okay? Not that there's nothing good going on here. It's revenge. Right now, Yonatan says, "Va'ashalem l'tinyon kidka damahon al chad train choven chadon al dechilu yad arba." Right, it's right. Okay. Fine. So also, yeah, not great. And now he gets even harsher. In case you thought that wasn't possible. It is. And then he says, there's going to get the point where the other nations will recognize God, which is wonderful. But you still won't. Right? Adonai uzium ha'uzium nusi b'yom tzarai elecha goyim yavo me'afsei ha'aretz v'yomru ach sheker nachalo avoteinu hevel vein bam mo'il. Right, the nations are going to come and they are going to admit that what our fathers worshipped are nothing, they're lies, they can't benefit us. Right, there's nothing. Hayaseh lo adam elohim v'hema lo elohim. They'll start saying, why would people make people into gods? People aren't gods. So I will show them my power, right? And they will know that I am God. But, right? But then you go immediately to Parak Yud Zayin. Yeah. Yeah. So in Yud Zayin, he says, Chatad Yehuda k'tuva be'eit barzel, b'tziporin shamir charusha luch libam ulekarnot mizbechotechem. The sin of Yehuda is engraved in metal, right? With tziporin shamir. It's engraved on the tablet of the heart and on the mizbeach. What? Okay. It's engraved with metal on their heart, right? Meaning their sins is like as deep as you possibly can. And Shamir is the strongest metal, though, as JPS translated, is adamantine. What? Yeah, it could be that also, but they translate as adamantine. But Radak just says it's the strongest metal. The point is, bad.
This is iron pen with a hard metal.
Yeah, something. Anyways. Right, because now, remember, this is contrasted with the other nations are worshiping God. And he said, well, what are you doing? Well, so you remember your children. When the children remember the Mizbechot and the Asherah, right, meaning them and their children, they're all worshiping Avodah Zarah. So, my mountain in the field, probably, right, Yerushalayim, right, I will take all of your treasures and I will despoil them, and all your high places because of your sins and your whole border. Vishamatita uvichami. And I will send you out of the inheritance which I've given to you, and you will worship your enemies in countries you've never been, because the fire burning in my nostrils will burn forever.
Why nostrils?
Imagine dragon, angry dragon. That's what it is. Yeah, angry dragon, right?
So the breath is what the essence
is. Now, is this talking about Bavel? Is talking about Mitzrayim? But he says, and now he says, listen, let me give you my theology here, which is, you know, you should trust in God. You should not trust in people. You should not trust in Avodah Zarah. You should trust in God. But let's start by not trusting anybody, not God, not just of a dessert, not people. So remember, part of what leads to their Avodah Zarah is that, first of all, they start by politically, right, by relying on politics. It's not just Avodah Zarah, they rely on Ashur, they rely on Mitzrayim, instead of God. So he says, well, anyone who does that is cursed because you've left God. Right? And this is the interplay that you see over and over in the VM of politics with religion, which is you are relying on Egypt to save you from Bavel, which means you're not relying on God. That's also a form of Avodah Zarah. V'haya ka'ar arba arava l'yireki avoto v'shachan charirim ba'midbar eretz melech avlo t'shev. And you will be like they translate it as a tamarisk, but it's a lone tree in the desert. And when good comes, you won't even see it. Because you will be stuck in the middle of the desert in a salted land where no one lives. So even when good things are happening, you will not get to see it. Right? And instead, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Ba'Adonai V'Haya Adonai Yiftacha, which of course they made into a happy song, which I guess it's a happy puzzle, but not in the middle of a happy story. And the one who trusts in God, well, he is blessed. And the Malbim adds specifically that it's not just that he trusts in miracles, that he trusts even in God through nature. And the Rabbi Barmanel adds that no matter how strong a person you rely on is, that still doesn't help you. Right? And if you do trust in God, then what will you be like? Instead of that lone tree in the desert, which is starving, instead you will be Vaya Ke'et Shatul Al Mayim. You'll be like a tree planted by water, who spreads out its roots by the river, right? Meaning, and therefore what? It doesn't even have to be afraid when it's summer, because its leaves will turn green even when there's no water. There is water because he's by a river. Right, the difference between a river, now this is obviously ironic, because God says the difference between Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael is that Eretz Yisrael that Mitzrayim relies on rivers, but he's saying that if you rely on God, then even though there aren't rivers, you'll be like a river, right? And of course, since who are they relying on instead of God? Mitzrayim, right? Saying, right, you're relying on Mitzrayim, which you think is the river, but it's not. It's a desert. If you rely on God, then it'll be like a river, right? So it's clearly playing with the imagery of Mitzrayim, which is you're relying on the actual people who rely on rivers, and you think, therefore, you have hope, but you're wrong. In this case, if you rely on God, it'll be like a river, not relying on Mitzrayim, right? Which is clearly the irony that it's playing on. Akov halev mikol v'anush hu mi yedoenu. The heart is deceitful above all things, and it is exceedingly corrupt. Who can know it? Right, meaning people. Yeah, right. People can change overnight. Right, they can support you one day and the next day accuse you of war crimes. Right, whatever, whatever the case may be. That would never happen. Right, never happen. Right, as opposed to God. And God says, "Listen, I know what's going on inside of you. I search your heart so I can punish you and reward you, but I also know what's going on. I can also affect what's going on." And now we get three basically aphorisms. Kore dagar velo yalad, ose osher velo vimishpat, v'chatzi yamav ya'azvenu, uva'achrito ye'naval. I will translate it as JBS does here. As the partridge that sits on the eggs which she has not laid, so is he who gets riches not by right. In the midst of his days that shall leave him, and at his end he shall be a fool. Right. So you're basically trying to hatch eggs that are not yours. Kisei chavod marom merishon mikom mikdashenu. A glorious throne set on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Right? Meaning God is the best. Right? And mikveh Yisrael Adonai call ozvecha yevoshu v'surai v'aretz yikatev yazum v'kor mayim chayim Adonai. And God is our hope. Right? Mikveh here means hope. Right? And anyone who trusts in God will be good, but anyone who doesn't, right, will leave mayim chayim. Right? Again, using the water image. These are very important prakim. So now he says, and these psukim, right, also make their way into tefillah. Rifeini Adonai ve'rafei Oshenu v'yivashek ki tefillah tiyata. Right, this is what we invoke in our tefillah, which is only. Right, the implied word here is only. Right, is if you heal us, we will be healed. Only if you heal us. If you save us, we will be saved, because you are our hope. You are our praise. Now, does it mean sickness? Does it mean, as Rikara says, it means the whatever we're going to be struck down with Nebuchadnezzar? Right, it's true at both levels. Right, but the point is, only in you is our hope. Hine hema onrim elai ayed var Adonai yavona. Right, and people are saying, right, where is your God? Right, where's the word of God? May it come. Vani lo atzti miroeh charecha v'yom anush lo etaveti ataya data matzos v'dain ochach banecha. And I have not hurried from being a shepherd after you, nor have I desired this punishment. Right. What I said was only because of you, right? Meaning, right, so this is Yirmiyahu, right? So according to the Rikara, it's Yirmiyahu, right? I didn't want to be the person. I didn't want to be the purveyor of doom, right? But you made me, the people, or... Right, But that's, you know, that's, yeah. Right, like, I really didn't want to, and therefore, right, I want to daven for them, right, and I to the extent that I couldn't, as Rikara says, I couldn't daven if you told me, right, but I really do want to, or I did daven, at least some points for you. Yeah. And now, of course, here, there's also the implication of criticism of those non-Jews who don't trust in God, right? These statements are also an implied, if they come and they recognize God, it'll be great, but obviously until they don't, we they're liable also. Okay, I'm debating whether we should do this last unit and finish the parak, because this is yet another unit, right? So this next unit is, well, actually, it's the next pasuk, right? It's al tiyeh lil mechita, machasiyah tabiyom ra, right? You don't be a terror to me, you're a refuge on the Yevoshu and Five Al Evosha ni Khatu Hema Valechata ni Avialam Yora Mishneshi Bron Shavrim, right? Make my enemies be embarrassed and not me. Right, and let them be broken, right? Yirmiyahu is obviously turning his curses back on those who tormented him.